Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple health sector projects of nearly 13,000 crore rupees in New Delhi. Rozgar Mela being organized at 40 locations across the country today. Prime Minister distributes more than 51,000 appointment letters to new recruits. Three terrorists involved in yesterday's attack on army vehicle killed in special operation at Akhnoor sector in Jammu and Kashmir. Filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand to end this evening. In Kerala, 150 persons suffer burn injuries as crackers stored for temple festival catch fire at Nileshwaram temple in Kasaragod last night. And Home Minister Amit Shah flags off Run for Unity in New Delhi to commemorate Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's birth anniversary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister is now addressing the event.
And this is such a yojana in which there is no pabandi of aay. Gareeb ho, मध्यम वर्ग का परिवार हो, उच्च वर्ग का परिवार हो, हर कोई इसका लाभार्थी बन सकता है। जो इस योजना का लाभ लेना चाहता है, इस देश का नागरिक, वो इसका लाभ अगर 70 साल से ज्यादा उम्र है, ले सकता है।
The Prime Minister also launched expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda. It includes a Panchkarma hospital, an Ayurvedic pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, a central library, an IT and startups incubation center, and a 500-seat auditorium, among others. He also inaugurated three medical colleges at Mandsaur, Neemuch and Sironi in Madhya Pradesh. Further, the Prime Minister also inaugurated a facility and service extensions at various AIIMS in Vilaspur in Himachal Pradesh, Kalyani in West Bengal, Patna in Bihar, Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh, Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh, Guwahati in Assam and in New Delhi, which will also include a Jan Aushadhi Kendra. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated a super speciality block in Government Medical College at Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh and a critical care block in Bargarh, Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the people on the occasion of Dhanteras. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that everyone's life will always be filled with good health, happiness and prosperity with the blessings of Lord Dhanvantari. The Prime Minister has said that the government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology ranging from space sector to electric vehicles. The Prime Minister said the country is marching towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. The Prime Minister today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said the government is committed to provide maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth.
Desh ke yuvaon ko jyada se jyada rozgar mile, ye hamara commitment hai. Sarkar ki neetiyan aur nirnayon ka bhi रोजगार सृजन पर सीधा प्रभाव होता है आज एक्सप्रेसवे हाईवे रोड रेल पोर्ट एयरपोर्ट फाइबर लाइन बिछाने का काम देश के कोने-कोने में मोबाइल टावर लगाने का काम नए-नए उद्योगों का विस्तार देश के कोने-कोने में हो रहा है
The Prime Minister said government has taken initiative to provide paid internships to youth in the top 500 companies of India under the Prime Minister's internship scheme. He said the government has made arrangements to provide experience and opportunity to the youth. The Prime Minister highlighted that the government has been continuously providing permanent government jobs to youth across the country. He added that in BJP and NDA ruled states, thousands of youth have received appointment letters. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela is being organized at 40 locations across the country. Newly appointed recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments will have the opportunity to undertake foundational training through Karma Yogi Prarambh. Union Minister of State in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting distributed 150 appointment letters in Chennai. Speaking at the event, the minister said the government's target is to appoint 10 lakh youth in various departments and ministries. He said that in 2047, India will become a superpower, according to the vision of Dr. Abdul Kalam. Union Minister for Heavy Industries and Steel, H.D. Kumaraswamy, presented appointment letters at the Rozgar Mela held in Bengaluru today. Rozgar Melas were also held in Mysore and Dharwad in the state, where Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi in Dharwad, and Union Minister of State for Railways, Somanna in Mysore, handed over appointment letters. In Arunachal Pradesh, Union Minister of State for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, and Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, distributed appointment letters to newly recruited candidates in Itanagar today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Baghel said this Rozgar Mela is one of the most important initiatives of the central government. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand will end today. Voting in both states will be held on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, scrutiny of nomination papers will be done tomorrow, and last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 4th of November. Our correspondent gives details of nominations filed today.
BJP's Maharashtra Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankure filed his nomination today from the Kamthi Assembly constituency following a massive show of strength. Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole filed his nomination from Sakoli. Shiv Sena's Manisha Vaikar submitted her form from Jogeshwari East, while Sanjay Shirsat filed from Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar West. BJP's Hemant Rasne filed his nomination from Kasba Pet in Pune, whereas Nationalist Congress Party's Sunil Tingre submitted his papers from Vadgaon Sheri. Meanwhile, MP Supriya Sure kicked off the campaigning for Mahavikas Aghadi's candidate from Baramati, Yugendra Pawar from Kanheri. The BJP has also released a fresh list of two candidates fielding Sudhir Parve from Umred and Narendra Mehta from Meera Bhayandar. The NCP SP has released its fifth list of five candidates. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase. Scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 1st of November. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today gunned down two more terrorists holed up in a forest area in Akhnoor sector, taking the number of terrorists killed in the gunfight going on since yesterday to three. The three terrorists were involved in the attack on an ambulance accompanying an army convoy yesterday near the LOC. Our correspondent reports that one of the terrorists was killed last evening in an operation launched by Special Forces and NSG commandos. The other two terrorists were killed today in a joint operation launched by teams of army and police. In a first, the army pressed its four BMP-2 infantry combat vehicles for surveillance and strengthening the cordon around the attack site, while helicopters and drones were also deployed to locate the hiding terrorists. The terrorists are believed to have infiltrated from across the border on Sunday night before appearing outside a temple and targeting the army convoy. In Kerala, over 150 persons suffered burn injuries when crackers stored in connection with a temple festival caught fire and exploded at Nileshwaram in Kasaragod district around last midnight. 97 persons injured in the mishap have been admitted to various hospitals in the region and neighboring districts. Of these, the condition of 8 is said to be serious. 6 persons who are critically injured have been shifted to a private hospital in Kozhikode, of which 4 have been put on ventilator support. Several women and children were among those injured. The mishap took place at the Virar Kavu temple at Nilleshwaram, where a large number of devotees had gathered for the temple festival. Police have taken into custody the president and secretary of the temple committee in connection with the incident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. The event is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was born on the 31st of October 1875. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said Unity Run is not just a resolution for the unity of the country. Now the Unity Run has also become a resolution for a Vikasit Bharat. Remembering the contributions of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, Mr. Shah said Sardar Patel played a pivotal role in unifying the diverse princely states to form a united country. He said the event is being organized today as the festival of Diwali will be celebrated on the 31st.
31 अक्टूबर की एकता दौड़ को हम 29 तारीख को आज धनतेरस के पवित्र दिन पर आयोजित कर रहे हैं। 31 अक्टूबर 2015 से प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र भाई ने महान सरदार पटेल के याद में देश की एकता और अखंडता के लिए पूरे देश को संकल्पित करने के लिए एकता दौड़ का आयोजन करने का फैसला किया और तब से लेकर आज तक पूरा देश एकता दौड़ से न केवल देश की एकता और अखंडता के लिए संकल्पित होता है उस दिन अपने आप भारत माता की सेवा में पुनः समर्पित भी करता है.
Union Ministers Mansukh Mandavia, Manohar Lal, Nityanand Rai and Delhi LG VK Saxena were also present during the flagging off ceremony. Around 8,000 runners participated in the Run for Unity. Chief Ministers of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also flagged off the Run for Unity marathons in their state capitals today. Mr. Majhi addressed a vibrant gathering of students, athletes and members of various sports organizations, emphasizing the importance of national unity at Kalinga Stadium. The Run for Unity event in Lucknow also witnessed enthusiastic participation from hundreds of youth, children and citizens. In view of increasing air pollution in the national capital, the Delhi Pollution Control Committee has prohibited manufacturing, storage, selling and bursting of all kinds of firecrackers in the city. Our correspondent reports instead of bursting firecrackers, several environment-friendly alternatives are available to celebrate the festival of Diwali. A report.
Amid the poor air quality, several measures are being taken to check the air pollution in Delhi and its adjoining areas. Water sprinkling is being done in different parts of the capital to control dust. The Commission for Air Quality Management has directed Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Punjab to enhance mechanized sweeping, implement anti-smog measures and enforce the firecracker ban. Directions have also been issued to all concerned agencies to work in coordination to ensure that air quality levels in the region do not necessitate invoking further stages of the graded response action plan. The Commission also called for intensified inspections for violations across different sectors and mandated strict actions against those violating the statutory directions of the Commission. Besides the respiratory problems, the hospitals in the city are also witnessing patients having eye and skin-related problems due to air pollution. With Abhishek Kapil, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In women's cricket, the third and final one-day international between India and New Zealand is underway at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Electing to bat first, New Zealand were 31 for 8 in 9 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple health sector projects of nearly 13,000 crore rupees in New Delhi. Rozgar Mela being organized at 40 locations across the country today. Prime Minister distributes more than 51,000 appointment letters to new recruits. 3 terrorists involved in yesterday's attack on army vehicle killed in special operation at Akhnoor sector in Jammu and Kashmir. Filing of nominations for single phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second phase polling in Jharkhand to end this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.